is a contemplation of anatta, the absence of an enduring autonomous self. This quality of being comes about as we recognize that the function of the mind is to create a meaningful rendering of reality. Meaningful in terms of survival, but also meaningful in terms of ethical values, kindness, compassion, empathic joy, and equanimity. Sitting comfortably erect, just notice this present moment with your attention resting on the sensations that are experienced when air enters and exits the nostrils. As with all these contemplations, it's important to be diligent, persistently interested and engaged in noticing with present moment awareness just what arises and passes away. The beginning of the in-breath, the full awareness of the in-breath, the end of the in-breath. And the same kind of methodical attention for the beginning, middle, and end of the out-breath. The ability to contemplate anatta is compromised by the presence of the hindrances. These unwholesome characteristics of the mind function to manufacture a sense of identity, a sense of separateness, a subject observing an object. So cultivating a quality of stable attention and tranquility of mood, samadhi paucity, is important in this contemplation. the establishment of a separate self emerges from simple organic survival. There's an interaction between the environment and an organism. In this case, the body. Food is taken in from the environment. Air is breathed in, and gases are breathed out. We actually absorb various liquids and gases through our skin. This natural phenomena creates a basis for believing that there's a separate self. In reality, there can be no separation. That which we take in becomes ourselves. When it leaves the body, it goes through a transformation, returning back into the environment and eventually coming back into the body as food grows, is harvested and eaten. Contemplate this. The body exists in a very complex interactive network involving food, air, various substances that create clothing, shelter, tools, contemplate deeply on this. Where does the self leave off and the rest of the world begin? Where does the rest of the world leave off and the self begin? Stay with the breath. Very important to maintain present moment awareness with diligence in order to avoid being caught up in a story, a hindrance to being present. beyond the necessities for organic survival. A sense of an enduring autonomous self emerges from social interaction, interpersonal experience. We are neurologically wired to be empathically attuned to each other. We teach and learn from each other how to be human, how to be a self. Having language and the memories that are made manifest by language, self-talk, is a very important element in the process of selfing. The ability to perceive these thoughts, these narratives, as constructs, as a natural consequence of neural activity, not as a separate self, is a key contemplation regarding anatta. Spend some time contemplating whatever narrative might come to awareness as just a phenomena of nature. Sound is a phenomena of nature. Hearing sound is a phenomena of nature. And the mind making meaning out of hearing the sound is a phenomena of nature. Contemplate this with a sense of detachment. The sound you hear in the environment is something that occurs because of the laws of physics. The experience of thinking regarding that sound and any other cognitive way is also a product of physical nature. Thinking does have transcendent value, moving into the mystical. But the mystical cannot be understood or realized without a deep, deep understanding of the transient and impersonal characteristics of the selfing story. So contemplate this. You don't create sound. Sound occurs. You don't create hearing. Hearing occurs. There's no you that creates thinking. As thinking occurs, when the mind is not well trained, a sense of a separate self manifests. Contemplate this deeply. See if you can get a glimpse of that impersonal nature of the selfing story. Another way to contemplate anatta is a full immersion into body awareness. Simply opening up with every exhalation more and more fully, not just to the breath sensations, but to sensations elsewhere in the body. Everywhere a sensation can be noticed, pleasant or unpleasant, or just simply neutral in feeling tone. The body sweep contemplation I find to be very helpful for this practice. Moving concentrated attention systematically through different areas of the body, alert to the slightest manifestation of sensation, can reveal a subtle level of vibration everywhere in the body, on the surface of the body and also internally. During long sits, I simply surrender to this more and more fully, starting with moving my attention slowly around the body, in a sense alerting the mind to these sensations which are present all the time. They're basic to being alive. And then moving my attention around more fully, not just a part of the leg, but the entire leg, from the soles of the feet up to the hip socket. So that eventually there's a full body awareness. My attention is completely engaged, immersed in this awareness. And then allowing the mind to also open up to any sounds that might be evident. I experienced tinnitus, so that's part of the practice as well. There could be sounds in the room or outdoors. But simply fully surrendering any sense of witnessing the sensations, rather contemplating fully being the sensations, without a narrative, without commentary, just simply being. And in my experience, there are times when there's no interest in differentiating, where the sense of self leaves off and the rest of the universe begins. This is another way to contemplate anatta, the absence of an autonomous self. And of course, the sensations are always slightly varying, increasing or decreasing in intensity, or variable in their presentation, sometimes there, sometimes not. A total immersion into this experience eliminates the notion of an enduring self. So this is another useful contemplation of anatta. Thank you for your practice. I wish you well.